我们要先念几段的圣经。
Let us turn to some passages in the Bible.
马太福音第十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
马太十七章一节二节。
Matthew 17, verse 1 and verse 2.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山。就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them to a high mountain privately, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine like a sun, and his raiment was as white as a light.
马可福音第九章。
Mark chapter 9,
第二节和第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
马可九章二节三节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 2 and 3.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂浮的没有一个能漂得那样白。
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with them Peter, James, and John, and leadeth them up unto an high mountain apart from themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceedingly white like snow, and no fuller on earth can whiten them.
罗马书第十二章第一节第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马十二章第一节第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
最后，哥林多后书第三章。
Finally, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们从十七节十六节念起。
Starting from verse 16.
十六节到十八节。
16 to 18.
哥林多后书第三章十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
但他们的心几是归向主，盒子就几是出去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and when the Spirit of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.But we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
昨天早晨，我们在这里看了一幅的图画。
Yesterday morning, we looked at a picture.
我们看见神怎样将雅各变化成为以色列。
We saw how God changed Jacob into Israel.
神不但拣选了雅各，
God not only chose Jacob,
神不但看重雅各对属灵事物追求的心，
He not only valued the emphasis Jacob placed on spiritual values,
神也在雅各的身上做了许多的工作，
But he worked in Jacob's heart many things.
洁净他，变化他。
He cleansed him, he transformed him.
只等到这个老旧的雅各就变化成为新的以色列。
until the old Jacob was transformed and was changed and became the new Israel.
他不但能祝福法老，
He not only could bless Pharaoh,
并且他能为着他所有的孩子说预言，
but he could even predict and utter prophecy for all of his children.
最后他附着他那一根杖杖来敬拜神。
Lastly, he leaned on his cane and worshiped God.
我们在这里看见了这幅变化的图画。
We see here a transformation picture.
主若愿意的话，我们今天和明天我们盼望来识字。
Lord willing, today and tomorrow we will learn some words. Understand the words.
Yeah, 我们是看图识字。
We see that we look at the picture and we learn the words.
所以我们要从新约的里面来看看这个字究竟是什么字。
So we will through the New Testament see just what the word is.
在我们方才所念的四段的圣经的里面。
A while ago, we read four passages of the Bible.
可惜在中文的圣经和英文圣经的翻译里头，好像我们看见不同的字眼。
In the New Testament, Chinese translation and the English translation, it seems that the translation is not too exact.
但是在原文里头，我们看见这四处的圣经里头有一个字是相同的。
But in the original Greek, we see the in the four instances, one word is exactly the same.
那一个字在希腊文里头就是 metamorpho.
In the Greek word, that word is metamorpho.
我们今天英文里头的 metamorphosis 就是从这个字脱胎出来的。
Our present English word metamorphosis is derived from this root word.
好像一个很丑的一个爬虫啊，它就变化就成了一个美丽的蝴蝶。
As if an ugly caterpillar, he becomes a beautiful butterfly.
本来是在那里爬的，现在在那里飞了。
He used to crawl on the ground, now he's flying in the skies.
本来是属地的，现在是属天了。
He used to belong to the earth, now he belongs to the sky.
所以变化这一个字在原文里头就是 metamorpho.
So the word to transform or to change in the original word means metamorpho.
我们知道这个字在新约里面用了四次。
In the New Testament, this word has been used four times.
就是我们所念的是四段的圣经。
These four times are the four instances where we have read.
有两次是用在我们主的身上。
Two instances, this is used in the Lord Jesus Christ.
有两次是用在我们基督徒的身上。
And the other two instances is used in our Christian life.
那两次用在主的身上，实在是指着一件事情说的。
The two instances that was used on the person of Christ himself means
是一件事情。
It's one incident.
我们记得我们的主，他有一天他带着三个门徒。
We remember one day the Lord brought three of his disciples.
彼得、雅各和约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
他就带着三个门徒到山上去。
He brought the three disciples up to a mountain.
当他到山上祷告的时候，
When they were up in the mountain to pray,
忽然我们的主耶稣就变了形象。
Suddenly, our Lord Jesus Christ was transfigured.
这一个英文里头的 transfigured 实在就是那个 transform。
This word, a transfigure, is the same word used as transform.
他在那里变了形象。
He was transfigured and changed.
他的脸面发光，如同日头一样。
His face shone like the sun.
他的衣服也是发光，比漂白所能漂的白还要极白。
His garments were become white even as white as snow.
这个不但在马太十七章这样说，在马可第九章也同样的说。
Not only in Matthew 17, also in Mark chapter 9, similar incident.
我们知道我们的主他是神的儿子。
We know our Lord is a son of God.
他是满有荣耀的神的儿子。
He is a son of the most glorified God.
但是他来到这个世界来做人。
But when he came to earth to become a man,
圣经说道成肉身。
The Bible says the Word became flesh,
住在人的中间，
and dwelt among us,
匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理，
full of grace and truth.
但是他 在外面看来乃是一个平常的人。
Yet from his outward appearance, he seemed like an ordinary man.
虽然他里面是神，
even though inwardly he was God.
但是他外面是穿上了一个肉身。
But outwardly he was formed a human body.
他这个神儿子的荣耀被这外面的肉身所遮蔽起来。
The glory of him as God's son was wrapped around outside from his human form.
所以当他在地上行走的时候，
so when he walked on earth,
人所能看见的不过是一个人耶稣。
What men could see him was only an ordinary man, Jesus.
不错，他匆匆忙忙有恩典和真理。
True, he was full of grace and truth.
但是人看他不过是一个人。
But when men see him,He was as if an ordinary man.
所以有的人说他是一个先知。
So people says he is a prophet.
有的人说他是四世的约翰复活了。
Some says he is John the Baptist, rise from the dead.
有的人说他是耶利米，因为耶利米常常哭。
Some said he is Jeremiah because Jeremiah always was weeping.
有的人说他是以利亚那个大的先知。
Some said he was Elijah the major prophet.
因为他神的荣耀是被遮蔽起来。
Because the glory of God inside him was covered up.
所以人看不见他的荣耀。
So a man could not see his glory.
人只能看见他外面穿上的肉身。
What man could see was only what he was wearing outside.
在他一生三十三年的中间，
In his life of 33 years,
他都是这个神的荣耀，都是隐藏这个肉身的里面。
God's glory was always hidden inside his human body.
只有得着启示的人，
Only those who had the revelation,
人从神那里得着启示的人，
who had gotten the revelation from God,
他们才能透过主耶稣的肉身，能承认他是神的儿子。
He could see through his human form and see God inside him.
所以我们记得约翰在那里写约翰福音的时候，他这样说。
When John wrote the Gospel of John,
他说我们也看见过他的荣光，如同神独生子的荣光。
He said we have also seen his glory like the glory of God himself.
但是你知道这一句话是放在括弧里头。
But this phrase is put in parentheses.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为就说一般人来看，看不见他的荣光。
Because from the ordinary person, they could not see the glory inside Christ.
那是隐藏在肉身的里面。
But this was hidden inside his human form.
只有人像约翰一样得了天上的启示，才能透过这个肉身看见他的荣光。
Only people like John, who through the revelation of God could see through Christ and see the glory of God inside him.
但是有一次。
But one instance,
在这三年三十三年之中，只有这一次。
In these 33 years, only one instance.
当我们的主带着门徒上山祷告的时候，
When our Lord brought the three disciples up to the mountain to pray,
忽然他里面神儿子的荣光冲出来了。
All of a sudden, the glory of God inside him shone out of him.
这个荣光透过他的肉身。
This glory shone through his human form.
甚至叫他的脸发光，如同日头一样。
It caused his face to shine like the sun.
这个人甚至于他穿的那个衣服都洁白，比漂泊的布还要白。
Even his garment was white as if being starched white.
圣经说这一个就是变化。
The Bible says this is transformation.
就着我们的主耶稣说。
Like the what Christ said,
他并不是从雅各变成以色列。
He was not from Jacob became Israel.
因为他本来就是以色列。
Because originally he was already Israel.
我们知道在我们主耶稣的那个变化的里面。
Because we know in the transformation of Christ,
那不过乃是他神荣耀能冲出他的肉身。
This is so that the glory of God inside him can shine forth from his human body.
所以圣经里头说他变了形象。
So the Bible says he transfigured himself.
我们知道这个变化在原文里头的意思。
We see the word transfigure in the original Greek.
这个 metamorpho 它的意思是里面的变化。
Metamorpho means change even from the inside.
并不是光在外面变化一点。
Not only change from the outside.
乃是这个变化从里面变化出来的。
But this transformation is from the inside.
还有两次。
Two more instances.
乃是在罗马第十二章和哥林多后书第三章。
In Romans 12 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
这两次都是指着我们信主的人说的。
These two instances tell us about us Christian.
这里告诉我们说要心意更新而变化。
It tells about our renewal of our spirit and change.
当我们的心思更新的时候。
When our mind is transformed,
is renewed,
or renewed,
我们这个人就变化了。
Then our person is transformed.
所以我说，在我们这一次这个中文英文里头，好像有一点这个相差。
So I mentioned that the English and Chinese translation of our theme, is distinct.
我们知道在罗马十二章是心意更新而变化。
In Romans 12, we say our mind are renewed and transformed.
这个变化是根据这个更新意的更新而来的。
This transformation is from the renewal of our mind.
同时，在哥林多后书第三章告诉我们说
，Second Corinthians chapter 3 tells us，
我们敞着我们的脸来观看主的荣光。
We behold the glory of the Lord with our face.
好像从镜子里头在那里反照一样
As if reflected from a mirror,
就变成主的形状
And we become conformed to his image
这个变成在中文里头也就是 metamorpho 就是变化成功
This transformation is also the same word as metamorpho
荣上加荣如同从主的灵变成的
Glory unto glory as if the change is from the spirit of the Lord
意思就是说我们这一般信主的人
The meaning is we who believe in Christ
我们本来像老雅各一样
Formerly we were like the old Jacob
但是当我们的心思更新之后
But when our mind has been renewed
我们这个人就要被神变化了
This man of us will be transformed from God
这样我们就能知道什么是神的旨意
Then we can know what is God's will for us
如果我们的心向着我们的主
If our heart is toward our Lord
我们就能观看主的荣光
We can only see God's glory
这样我们也要开始起了变化
And then we will start to be transformed
叫我们能磨成主的形象
So that we can be conformed to Christ's image
从雅各就变化成为以色列
From the old Jacob, we become Israel.
这个变化也是从里面变化出来的。
This change is also from the inside.
从心思里面更新而变化。
From our mind renewed and transformed.
从心里头看见主而变化。
From our heart we see Christ and then we are transformed.
所以这个变化 metamorpho 这个字。
So this is the word transform or metamorpho.
都是指着里面起了变化说的。
Means from the inside there is a change.
还有一个字在原文里面。
There's another word in the English vocabulary.
在原文里头乃是 metaskimitado.
In the original Greek it says metaskimitado.
这个 metaskimitado 这一个字。
The word metaskimitado
在圣经里头用了三次。
In the Bible has been used three different times.
可惜在我们中文圣经里头也是犯变化英文圣经里也是犯 transform.
In the Chinese it says to change, the English says to transform.
所以叫我们搞不清楚了。
So the usage is all mixed up.
但是这个字在原文里头虽然是变化但是是外面的变化。
But this word really means It's a change, all right, but it's a change from the outside.
所以我们中文里头就把它翻成装着。
So in the Chinese translation, the translated word
装着 pretend to be.
To pretend to be.
这个就是哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
但是你知道英文里头也是翻 transform.
But the English translation has been translated transform.
这个中文比英文翻得好了。
The Chinese translation is much better than the English.
第十一章十三节、十四节、十五节。
Chapter 11, verses 13, 14, 15.
这里每一次说到装着的时候，在原文里头就是那一个 metaskimitado。
Every time this to pretend to be, it is come from the word root meta schematical.
在英文里头，你看见恐怕你的这个 version 都是 transformed。
The English version is still transformed.
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为奇怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差业若装作仁义的差业也不算稀奇，他们的积聚必然造作他们的行为。
Verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing for his ministers also to be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
这里给我们看见说，有一般的人他是假使徒。
Here we see there's a group of persons who are false disciples.
他可以装作仁义的差役。
They can pretend to be those that are doing good.
这也不作为怪，因为连撒旦呢也装作光明的天使。
This is no marvel, for even Satan is pretended into an angel of light.
所以你看见这里的那个变化乃是外面的。
So here you see the change is from the outside.
它里面完全没有变。
From the inside nothing else is changed.
老雅各还是老雅各。
The old Jacob is still the old Jacob.
不过他这个豺狼啊就穿了一个羊毛的皮而已。
It's only that this old wolf has put on the sheep's clothing.
撒旦还是那个魔鬼。
Satan is still the devil.
不过他外面穿上了一个光明的衣服啊，像个光明的天使一样。
It's only outside he has put on a bright garment like the angel of light.
里面完全没有改变。
Inside no, there's no change whatsoever.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天在神面前所追求的那个变化，
Today, before Christ, what we desire, what transformation we desire,
并不是这个外面的那个稍微装作一点，
it's not the outward pretension,
而里面一点没有变化，
and inside no change whatsoever.
我们今天在主面前所追求的那个变化，那是从里面变化出来的。
What change we desire from the Lord is from the inside, the transformation from the inside out.
叫我们能变成主的形象，
so that we can be conformed to Christ's image.
因为这个乃是神所喜悦的。
Because this is what God really desires.
我们把这个字搞清楚了，
we have already clarified the word.
我们现在就开始要从我们的经历的上面来看这件事情是怎样发生的。
We will start to study our experiences to see how this can occur.
当一个人他感觉在神面前良心有亏欠的时候，
When a person before God feels that he is guilty in his conscience,
实在说来，每一个人的良心都是亏欠的。
Really, everyone's conscience is guilty.
但是有的人他的良心虽然亏欠，他的良心却在那里睡觉。
True, but some people's conscience, even though it is guilty, yet their conscience is asleep.
有的人的良心刚硬啊，像被炉铁已经烫得没有感觉一样。
Some people's conscience is as hard as as an iron that has been hardened.
但是什么时候当一个人的良心啊在那里发现的时候？
But whenever a conscience has been revealed,
我们感觉有一点不平安的时候，
and when we feel uneasy, no peace about it,
你知道我们第一件所做的事情是什么事情？
You know what is the first thing we do?
我们第一件所做的事就说，我现在要把我自己改一改了。
The first thing we do is say, okay, I will change myself.
我太不行了。
I'm not good.
也许我的行为不好。
What I do may not be right.
也许我的脾气不好。
My temper may not be right.
也许我的嘴不好。
My speech may not be right.
我可承认我有许多不好的地方。
I recognize I have many bad things in me.
叫我的良心觉得很不平安。
But I am guilty in my conscience.
我这样的人将来怎么办呢？
What will happen to me, this kind of person?
所以我们第一个思想就是说，让我把自己来改良改良。
So the first thought that comes to us is, let me change myself a little.
我总是要把自己改好一点。
I must change myself, become better.
所以你知道这个改的观念呢，这是一个天然的观念。
So this change in attitude of change is a very natural reaction.
除非一个人他的良心是麻木的。
Unless the conscience is numb,
他觉得他不需要再改了。
He feels he has no need for any changes.
因为他已经完全了。
Because he is perfect.
我想普通的人都知道自己里面有许多的亏欠。
I think ordinarily, person knows that inside him there is a very lack.
我们都知道我们还应当 improve 一点，应当改善一点。
We often know that yes, we need improvement in ourselves.
我记得我没有信主的时候。
I remember before I accepted the Lord.
我总觉得我自己很不错的。
I felt I wasn't too bad.
因为那个时候我在学校里头念书。
I was in school then studying.
那么你看一个在学校里念书的人，他能犯什么多大的罪呢？
What great sin can someone who is studying in school do?
除了考试的时候作弊以外，还有什么大的事情呢？
Besides cheating a little during exams, what else can he do?
所以在那个时候，我总觉得我自己比一般的人都好。
So then I felt I was better than anyone else.
但是我也承认说，虽然我比别人好，我不完全。
But yet I recognize that even though I am better than someone else, yet I wasn't perfect.
你记得我们中国有一句话说，圣人还有三分错呢。
The Chinese saying has a saying, sages or holy men, what three bad things can he do?
圣人有三分错，那么我非圣非贤呢，那然比三分还多一点呢。
If the sages has three bad things he do, but I'm not a saint, how can I be worse than him?
但是我并不是十分错。
But I'm not the
100%
percent perfect.
这是我当时的感觉。
This was my feeling then.
那么因着我觉得我有这个改良的这个可能。
I felt yes, I could improve and change myself.
我需要改良。
Yes, I need to change.
这是我们天然的观念。
This is our natural reaction.
但是亲爱的朋友们。
But brothers and sisters,
你就是把你自己改良了。
Even though we change ourselves,
请问你这个改良是里面的变化呢，是外面的装着呢？
Is this change an inward transformation or outward presentation?
圣经告诉我们说，就是你这些的好行为，在神的面前都是死刑啊， dead works.
The Bible says all our good works in God's sight are dead works.
这些东西能骗骗你自己。
This, we are only lying to ourselves.
你也许能骗骗别人。
We may deceive others.
但是你骗不过这一位荣耀的神。
But we can never deceive this God of glory.
我们都要想改。
Yes, all of us feel a need to improve.
但是你能改到一个什么程度呢？
But what change? How can we change to what extent?
你最多外面稍微改好一点。
Yes, we can outwardly slightly change for the good.
费了很多的力量稍微改一点。
We use our very best effort to change a little.
但是很多的时候改了不久又回头了。
But many times, after just a few days,The same thing comes back.
我不知道各位有没有读过那一本有名的书叫 Pilgrim's Progress 天路历程。
Yeah, I don't know if all of us have read the classic book Pilgrim's Progress.
这一本书乃是本人约翰所写的。
This was written by John Bunyan.
这个本人约翰他年轻的时候，
When John Bunyan was young,
他这个人也是一个马马虎虎的人。
He was a very careless person.
所以他的行为他的一切都是很随便。
So what he did, how he worked was very careless.
他很喜欢说咒诅的话， curse.
He liked to say words of curse.
但是有的时候他的良心发觉了。
But very often his conscience knew better.
他说我这样不行。
He said, no, I couldn't do it anymore.
我如果这样下去，将来一定下地狱的。
If I continue to be what I am, in the future I'll go to hell.
所以他就要改良他自己了。
So he started to change himself.
他开始也到礼拜堂里去做礼拜了。
He started to go to church.
甚至于他在那里替礼拜堂里在那里拉这个钟啊，打钟。
Even helping the church by tolling the bells.
当他在那里改善的时候，他觉得自己不错了。
When he started to change himself, he said, "Yes, it is working."
好像他这个说咒诅的话也说的少一点。
His word of cursing was lessened.
好像他的行为也改良一点了。
What he did was better.
但是在他自己的传记里，他怎么说呢？
But in his own autobiography, what did he say?
你知道他另外写了一本书啊，叫《Grace Abounding》。
You know, he wrote another book called Grace Abounding.
实在，这就是他的自传。
This really is his autobiography.
他在那里说，我改良了不久，又回头了。
He said, after I changed myself a few days, it came back to me.
过了一个时候，他再改良。
After a short while, he changed himself again.
改良了不久，又回头了。
After a short while, it came back to him.
他一直这样做，但是他没有办法做一个新造的人。
He continued to try to change himself, but he never could be a new creation.
只等到有一天，他看见了主耶稣就是他的义。
Until one day he saw Jesus Christ as his righteousness.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，
Beloved brothers and sisters,
我想我们没有一个人不要想改的。
None of us, I know, do not like to change ourselves.
但是，请你记得，怎么改也改不成的。
But remember, whatever, however you change yourself, you can never change.
因为你改来改去还是你自己。
Whatever, however you change yourself, you are still yourself.
神的拯救不是改。
God's way of redemption is not changing.
神的拯救乃是换。
But God's way of redemption is exchange.
改是不行的。
We can never change ourselves.
一定要换才行的。
It must be exchanged.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，在你生命的里面有没有这一个换的变化。
I don't know if in our life is there a moment of exchange.
有一天，有一个人叫做尼哥底母。
One day, a person named Nicodemus.
这个尼哥底母是当时在犹太人中间的一个先生。
Nicodemus was one of the rulers or teachers of the Jew.
并且，如果我们读约翰第三章的时候
，If we read John chapter 3,
我们看见尼哥底母，他不但是这个师傅中的一个，乃是。The teacher of Israel.
He was not only one of the teachers of Israel. He was the teacher of Israel.
他是一个很有名的一个教师。
He was a very famous teacher.
当然，他教的乃是律法。
Of course, what he taught was the laws.
神的律法。
God's laws.
这个人不但学问高深。
Not only was he highly educated.
并且他的道德修养很深。
But his moral value was very deep.
他也是一个教师。Teacher.
He was also a teacher.
他也是一个年长的人。
He was also an elderly person.
但是他这个人也相当的谦虚。
Yet this person was also humble.
他觉得说自己虽然不错。
He knew that even though there was no God found in him,
虽然他离开神的国，不太远了。
Even though he felt he was not too far from God's kingdom,
但是他觉得说总是还差一点点。
Yet he always felt he could not never reach it.
他又改又改又量又改量。
He changed and changed and improved and improved.
他好像已经进步到一个相当的程度了。
As if he has reached a high level.
但是他觉得自己还不够一点。
But he felt this is not adequate.
所以他有一天晚上很虚心地来求问主耶稣。
So one day at night he came humbly to ask Jesus Christ.
他对主耶稣说，拉比啊。
He told Jesus Christ, Rabbi.
就是先生。
Which means teacher.
我们知道你是从天上来做师父的。
We know you are a teacher sent from God.
因为你所做的事，如果没有神同在，没有人能做。
Because no one can do anything that you do unless God be with him.
你知道他那一天来看主耶稣的目的在哪里？
Do you know that night he came to see Christ? What was his purpose?
他在那里的目的就是说，我是先生，你也是先生。
His purpose was to say,I'm a teacher and you are also a teacher.
我是在地上做先生，你从天上来做先生的。
I'm a teacher of this earth, you are a teacher from heaven.
所以你的教导，你的教训啊，比我的教训一定高一层的。
So your teaching must be a bit higher than my teaching.
我已经尽我所能的，不但教，并且实行。
I've spent all my time teaching not only to teach but to follow.
但是我觉得不够。
But I feel it is not enough.
现在我要来请教你这位从天上来的先生。
Now I want to ask you for your advice, this teacher from heaven.
你还有什么教训？教训教训我。
What other teaching would you like to teach me?
还有什么诫命要我去遵守？
What good teaching would you like me to follow?
我也愿意尽力去做。
I will follow your teaching diligently.
我要去改良去。
I want to change myself.
这样我能进到神的国里了。
Then I can go into God's kingdom.
这一个是尼哥底母来见主的目的。
This was the purpose of Nicodemus when he came to see Jesus.
他的目的乃是要改。
His purpose was to improve.
他要 reform, 他要改良。
He wants to reform.
但是我们的主一点不肯浪费时间。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, he did not want to waste any time.
他就很直地对他说。
He straightforwardly told him.
他说我实实在在地告诉你。
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
你如果没有从天上从上头生的话。
If you are not born from above.
你不能进，不能看见神的国。
You cannot see the kingdom of God.
你不但不能进去，你连看也还没有看见。
You not only cannot enter, you cannot even see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母以为说他已经看见了。
Nicodemus thought he had already seen the kingdom of God.
已经近在眼前了。
It is near to him.
但是主耶稣说你还没有看见。
But Lord Jesus said you have not even seen the kingdom of God.
你所需要的不是改。
What you need is not improvement.
你需要的是换。
What you need is exchange.
因为从肉身生的就是肉身。
For that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的才是灵。
What is born of the spirit is spirit.
就说你必须要重生。
Jesus said to him, you must be born again.
尼哥底母不懂。
Nicodemus could not understand.
他说我怎么能再到母腹里头再去生出来呢？
How can I enter again into my mother's womb and be born again?
我已经是个老人了。
I'm an old man now.
我怎么还能回到母腹里头再去生出来呢？
How can I go back into my mother's womb and be born?
但是主不是这个意思。
But the meaning of Christ wasn't this.
就是尼哥底母再能回到母腹里再生出来，他还是那个老尼哥底母。
Even if Nicodemus go into his mother's womb and be born, he was the same old Nicodemus.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
就是生一不次还是肉身。
Even if you are born again, you are still flesh.
肉身总是肉身。
Flesh is always flesh.
肉身不会变化成为灵。
Flesh cannot be changed into the spirit.
肉身还是肉身。
Flesh is still a flesh.
从灵生的才是灵。
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
所以你必须重生。
So you must be born again.
亲爱的朋友们，
the beloved brothers and sisters,
许多人在那里想到变化的时候，
many things, person when they think of change,
以为说他能把自己的肉身变成灵，
they think that they can transform their flesh into spirit.
主说没有这件事。
Jesus said, no, this is impossible.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
你怎么去改你的肉身？
However you change your flesh,
这个还是一个肉身。
This is still flesh.
现在你所需要的你要换一下。
What you need now is an exchange.
你需要从灵生就是灵。
What you need is to be born of the spirit.
我想在这里我还是要回头说一点基本的东西。
I think we should go back and speak about some fundamental items.
你知道当神创造我们人的时候，
You know, when God first created a man,
我们的神是三而一的神。
We know our God is a Trinity, Triune God.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
我们没有办法解说。
We cannot explain.
在神格的里面有父神、子神和圣灵神。
In the entire Godhead, there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
但是只有一位神。
But still one God.
这位神他创造我们人的时候。
This God, when He created man,
他也是把我们造成一个三而一的人。
He also created us into a Trinity.
我们这个人被造有灵、有魂、有身体。
When we were created, He gave us a body, a soul, and spirit.
如果我们读创世纪第二章的时候，
If we read Genesis chapter 2,
我们看见神是怎样的造人呢？
We read how did God create man?
他用地上的红土磨成一个人身体的形状。
He used the dust of the earth to form the shape of a man.
然后我们的神他就把生命的气吹在人的鼻孔里头。
Then he used his living breath to breathe breath into the man's nostrils.
当这个生命的气进到人这个身体里面的时候，圣经说人就成了一个有灵的活人。
When this living breath from God went into the nostrils, the Bible says a man became a living soul.
所以你在这里看见说神造我们人的时候，
So we see when God created us men,
我们这个身体乃是用这个泥土所磨成的。
Our bodies were formed by the dust of the earth.
所以我们身体上的成分与这个 earth 的成分是完全一样的。
So the composition of our bodies is the same as the composition of the earth.
我们从尘土里头出来，有一天要回到回尘土的里面去。
We came from the dust.Eventually, we will go back to the dust.
这是我们的身体。
This is our body.
我们这个身体，你如果要把它化验起来，实在不值多少钱的。
If we put a chemical analysis of our compound of our bodies, it is not worth anything.
但是呢，神把生命的气吹在人的鼻孔里头。
But God used His living breath to breathe into us.
神这个生命的气呀、啊。进到我们人的身体里头去。
When this living breath of God went into our body,
这个生命的气是从神自己里头出来的。
This living breath came from God Himself.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
从神自己里面出来的生命的气。
Thus the living breath from God Himself,
它进到人的身体里面。
And went into man's body,
这个生命的气就成了人的灵。
This breath of life becomes man's soul,
man's spirit,
成
了人的灵
become man's spirit.
然后呢，当这个灵与这个身体碰头接触的时候
，then when this spirit and the body mix together,
就起了一个 reaction, 一个作用。
It created a reaction.
这个作用就是产生了第三个，叫做魂。
Became a third component, which is the soul.
所以圣经说他成了有灵的活魂。
The Bible says he became a living soul.
Yeah, 他就成了一个魂。
He became a soul.
但是他里面有一个灵在哪里？
Inside full of a spirit.
所以我们知道我们这个人是三而一的。
So we see, we man is composed of three.Things also.
我们这个身体那是叫我们基础我们这个物质的世界。
Our body helps us to live and exist in this earth.
我们怎么知道有这个物质的世界呢？
How do we know there is a material world within us?
就是凭着我们身体的五觉 five senses.
We use the five senses of our body.
所以我们的身体叫我们有这个世界的感觉。
So our body we can recognize and feel the world existing among us.
我们这个魂叫我们有自己的感觉。
Our soul gives us an awareness of ourselves.
Yeah, self-consciousness.
self-consciousness.
叫我们知道有我这个人。
Let us know that, yes, I do exist.
我会思想。
I can think.
我有我的情感。
I have my emotions.
我有我的主意。
I have my, what I would like to do.
所以我知道有我这个人。
So I know I exist.
好像希腊的哲学家这样说。
Like the Greek philosopher who says,
我知道有我，因为我思想。
I know that I am me because I can think.
所以我们知道这个魂就是叫我们有己的感觉。
So we know the soul gives us a feeling of ourselves.
但是我们的灵做什么呢？
But what does our spirit do?
我们的灵叫我们有神的感觉。
Our spirit lets us know that a God exists.
在我们的灵。
Also,
我们这个身体那是叫我们记住我们这个物质的世界。
Our body helps us to live and exist in this earth.
我们怎么知道有这个物质的世界呢？
How do we know there is a material world within us?
就是凭着我们身体的五觉 five senses.
We use the five senses of our body.
所以我们的身体叫我们有这个世界的感觉。
Through our body, we can recognize and feel the world existing among us.
我们这个魂叫我们有自己的感觉。
Our soul gives us an awareness of ourselves.
Yeah, self-consciousness.
Self-consciousness.
叫我们知道有我这个人。
Let us know that, yes, I do exist.
我会思想。
I can think.
我有我的情感。
I have my emotions.
我有我的主意。
I have my, what I would like to do.
所以我知道有我这个人。
So I know I exist.
好像希腊的哲学家这样说。
Like the Greek philosopher.
我知道有我，因为我思想。
I know that I am me because I can think.
所以我们知道这个魂就是叫我们有己的感觉。
So we know the soul gives us a feeling of ourselves.
但是我们的灵做什么呢？
But what does our spirit do?
我们的灵叫我们有神的感觉。
Our spirit lets us know that God exists.
在我们的灵里头有良心。
In our spirit there is a conscience.
良心告诉我们说有一位神。
Our conscience tells us there is a God.
如果我们做错了，有报应。
If we do something wrong, we will be revenged.
善有善报，恶有恶报。如果不报，时辰未到。
Good has its reward, bad has its reward. If there is no consequence, it's useless.
总有一天要报应的。
There's one day when there will be reward.
那么谁来报应你呢？
But who rewards or punishes you?
那当然有一位神在那里要报应的。
Of course, there's one God up there who will punish you.
这是我们的良心告诉我们神。
This is what our conscience tells us.
我们良心里头有一种的作用叫做直觉 intuition.
In our conscience, there is something called an intuition.
叫我们不需要外面来告诉我们，里面自己就知道有神。
Nothing from the outside needs to tell us, but inwardly we know there is a God.
是不是呢？
Is that right?
等到你碰到危险的时候，
When you meet danger,
你要不要喊天呢？
Do you call to the heavens?
你知道有位神在哪里？
You know there's a God up there.
只有他能拯救你。
Only him can save you.
我们人因为里头有灵，
Because we have spirit inside us,
所以我们与这位天上的神可以灵灵相交。
So we and the God in heaven can have a relationship.
你知道俄国的这个 cosmonaut 他们到太空里头去了。
When a Russian cosmonaut went to the up to the heavens.
To the outer space.
To outer space.
当他回来的时候啊。
When he came back from outer space.
你知道这个 cosmonaut 怎么说呢？
What did the cosmonaut say?
他说我在太空里头东看西看没有看见谁。
When I was in space, I looked around and around, I could not see God.
因此没有谁。
Therefore, there is no God.
Nonsense.
This is nonsense.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
你用这个身体来接触灵，永远摸不着的。
When we use our fleshly body to try to contact the spirit,It is impossible.
请问你在那里研究天文的时候，
Let me ask you, when you are studying astronomy,
你是不是用显微镜来研究天文？
Do you use a microscope to look at astronomy?
如果你用显微镜来研究天文的话，你永远看不见一颗星啊。
If you use a microscope to look at the skies, you never see a star.
你这个工具用错了。
What the tool you use is not right.
所以神是灵。
So God is a spirit.
你如果用你的身体去接触他，接触不到他。
When you use your fleshly body to try to contact to see God, you never see him.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
你用你的心思去接触他，也接触不到他的。
When you use your heart's desire to try to contact him, you never reach him.
在约伯记里头这样告诉我们。
In the book of Job, it tells us.
没有人能接触他的这个 research, 接触他的这个 searching, 他的探讨啊，能找到神的。
So it says, no one by searching would search God.Would find God.
最多你能推测说宇宙中大概是有一位神的。
The most you can do is say, use your logic and say, most probably there is a creator God.
但是这位神与你之间有一个隔膜的。
But this God and you, there is an obstacle.
所以我们中国的哲学家老子
So a Chinese philosopher, Lao Zi.
你知道在他的道德经里头他怎么说呢？
In his book of wisdom, what did he say?
他在那里探讨宇宙的奥秘。
He was searching for the mysteries of
the universe. 他说我感觉在宇宙的中间有一个东西啊。
He said, I feel inside the universe there is something.
这个东西大的充斥于宇宙之间。
It is something so huge that it fills the whole universe.
但是这个东西小到一个地步啊，连你也看不见了。
But this thing is also so small that you cannot even see it.
万物都是从这个东西出来的。
Everything stems from this great thing.
但是我不知道怎么叫它。
But I don't know what to call this thing.
无以名之，名之曰道。所以称它为道。Call it the word.
There's no name to call it. Let's call it the word.
仿佛有了。
As if there is there.
但是跟我的。
But there is none.
根本。
But there is an obstacle.
为什么？
Why?
因为用人的心思，用人的魂去接触神，灵接触不到。
Because using our fleshly body, even using our soul to try to contact this God, we cannot contact him.
你一定要用你的灵去接触这一位神。
We must use our spirit to contact this God of spirit.
这样你才能认识他。
Only then can we know him.
所以我们中国有一句话说得很好。
So in Chinese we have a phrase, well put.
他说人为万物之灵。
He says, man is
the spirit, the spirit of the creation.
Of all creation.
人为万物之灵。
Man is the spirit of all creation.
你看这里有一座大山。
We see here a huge mountain.
我们在 Blue Ridge Mountain 的旁边。
We are located near the Blue Ridge Mountain.
那实在是很美丽的一个 mountain range.
This is a beautiful mountain range.
你看这个山呢那么大。
Look at this, how majestic is the mountain.
它的体积很大。
How majestic it is.
The body. 它的体积很大。
The body, the volume is great.
但是这个山有没有魂呢？
But does the mountain have a soul?
这个山会不会在那里想一想？
Can a mountain think?
我在这个 Lynchburg 旁边不大好，我要搬到 Richmond 去。
I don't like to be too near Lynchburg. I prefer to move to Richmond.
能不能
？Can he do that?
他没有思想。
Does he have a mind?
他也没有情感。
Can he think? Can he have emotion?
他也不能出主意。
Can he decide?
神把他放在那里，他永远就在那里了。
God has put him there, and he always is there.
除非有一天神给你信心啊，把这个山就移到海里出去。
Unless one day God gives you a faith to move the mountain to the sea.
否则的话，他永远在那个地方。
Otherwise, the mountain will always be there.
他有一个体，但是他没有魂。
He has a volume, he has a body, but he doesn't have a soul.
但是你看一个小狗啊，一个小猫。
But you see a little dog or little cat.
尤其美国许多人很喜欢小狗小猫。
In the Americans, I like a small dog or small cat.
哎呀，美国的狗猫啊，比中国的人啊还过得好。
In America, the dogs and cats live a better life than Chinese.
我有的时候就到 supermarket 看见的叫做 dog food， 这个 cat food， 这个我们中国没有。
When I go to the supermarket and see the great dog food and cat food, nothing like it in China.
一个狗一个猫体积虽然小，
a dog or a cat even though their body is small，
但是你看一个小狗一个小猫啊，都有它的那个魂在里头的。
But you see a small dog or a small cat has its soul。
为什么？
Why？
哎呀，它有它的主张哦。
It has its emotions。
有的时候你牵着一个狗啊，
Sometimes you lead a dog along.
哎呀，你要把它往东走，它偏偏要往西走。
You want to go to the east, he said, I'll go to the west.
那真是一个 tug of war.
You became a tug of war.
是不是他有他的主张了？
Yes, he has his decision.
他也有情感了。
He has emotions.
如果你喂他的话，很与你亲善的。
If you feed him often, he's really friendly with him.
是不是呢？
Is that right?
哎呀，你看这个猫啊，骄傲起来真骄傲哦。
When a cat becomes proud, how?Proud he is.
你知道狗是能服侍主人啊，但是猫是主人服侍它的。
You know a dog can serve his master, but in a cat, a master must serve the cat.
啊，很骄傲。
Very proud.
他有他的魂，小小的魂在那里。
He has a soul, a wee little soul.
不错，他的思想很有限。
Yes, his thinking may be limited.
他的情感也是有限。
His emotions may be limited.
他的主意也有限。
What he wants to do may be limited.
不能与人相比。
Cannot be compared to us.
但是你看见他是活的。
But he's alive.
他是有一个活的魂在那里的。
He has a living soul in it.
但是他没有灵。
But he doesn't have any spirit.
一座山没有灵。
A mountain doesn't have a spirit.
Well, poetically, 有的时候写诗的时候啊，好像山有灵一样。
Poetically, the poets say yes, the sun, mountain has a soul.
但是我们知道这个不过是诗而已。
But this is like just poetry.
不是事实。
Not reality.
这个狗了猫了万物都没有灵的。
But the dog, the cat, and all the other creatures do not have a spirit.
只有人有灵。
Only man has a spirit.
只有人是照着神的形象造的。
Only man was created in the image of God.
为什么神造出他的形象来造我们人呢？
Why did God use his image to create us man?
因为神要我们与他相交。
Because he wants us to have contact, fellowship with him.
他造了万物之后，他里面不满足。
After he created all things, his heart was not satisfied.
他造我们人，叫我们人与神能相通。
He created us men so we can have fellowship with him.
叫我们人能起来爱他。
So we can rise up and love him.
叫我们人能起来接受他做我们的生命。
So we can rise up and accept his life as our life.
让他在我们身上管理我们。
Let him to control our life.
让他变化我们。
Let him change us.
叫我们能磨成他儿子的形象。
That we may be conformed to the image of his son.
叫他的长子儿子能率领众子进到荣耀里面去。
That his elder son would lead all the other sons into glory.
这是神创造人奇妙的美意。
This is the purpose of why God created man.
所以让我们记得我们人是尊贵的。
Let us remember, we are honorable in God's sight, we are precious in God's sight.
因为我们人里面有灵。
Because inside man there is a spirit.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面的时候，
When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden,
神对亚当说，
God told Adam,
园子中间所有的果子你都可以吃。
In the garden, all kinds of fruits you can eat.
但是有一棵树的果子你不能吃。
But one tree, the fruit of which you cannot eat.
就是分别善恶树的果子。
It is a tree of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子你必定要死。
Because the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
但是在园子当中的不是那棵树。
But in the garden, that was not the only tree.
在园子中间的 center 不是这棵树。
But in the center of the garden, this was not the only tree.
在这个园子的当中乃是一棵生命的树。
But in the center of the garden, there was one tree, the tree of life.
神没有禁止人吃生命的果子。
God did not forbid man to eat the tree of life.
神是喜欢人来吃这个生命树的果子。
God wanted man to eat the fruit of the tree of life.
好叫我们得着神的生命。
So that we can attain God's life.
我们不但有人被造的魂的生命。
Not we don't have only the soul that God put into us.
我们还能得着神自己非受造的生命。
But we can also attain the life that God has given us and created for us.
叫神与人能合一。
So that God and man can be one.
你知道，在中国的哲学里头，最高的哲学就是天人合一。
In the highest philosophy in Chinese teaching is
heaven.
Heaven and man meeting each other, becoming one.
这是我们中国最高的哲学。
This is the highest level of Chinese philosophy.
但是哲学是哲学，但是永远不是事实。
But philosophy is philosophy, never becomes reality.
但是只有在基督里面，这一个是一个事实。
But only in Christ, this is the truth.
我们信主的人，神与我们人就合一了。
When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God and I, we are become one.
神进到我们里面。
When God comes into us,
我们也在神的里面。
We are also in God.
你记得主耶稣在约翰十七章的时候就是这么说的。
Remember in John chapter 17 what Christ said?
他说，我在你们里面，你们在我里面。
He said, I am in you and you are in me.
我在父里面，父在我里面。
I am in the Father and Father is in me.
你们在我们里面，我们在你们里面。
You are inside us, and we are inside you.
这一个就是神创造人的目的。
This is the purpose of why God created the world.
但是可惜
，But unfortunately,
我们的祖宗他不吃生命树的果子。
Adam and Eve did not eat the fruit of life.
他违背神的命令。
He disobeyed God's command.
他吃了那个禁树的果子。
He ate the forbidden fruit.
神怎么说？
What did God say?
神说：“你吃这个果子的日子，你必定要死。”
God said, "The day you eat of it, you would surely die."
亚当夏娃吃了。
Adam and Eve ate.
他们有没有死
？Did they die?
是不是就在那一天死了
？Did they die that very day?
没有。
No.
亚当活到九百多岁。
Adam lived until he was 900 some years.
我们中国这个历史上面呢，活得最长是彭祖八百岁。
Chinese mythology, the eldest person was 800 years old.
但是圣经告诉我们，亚当活到九百多岁。
But the Bible says Adam lived until 900 some years.
就说他的身体来说。
If according to his fleshly body,
吃了这个分的善恶树的果子，他活了九百多岁。
After he ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, he even lived up to 900 years, more than 900 years old.
就说他的魂来说
，When he speaks of his soul,
啊，圣经告诉我们说他生儿养女
，He gave birth to sons and daughters.
他生了很多的孩子
，He had sons and daughters.
很活
，Still alive.
他的魂也没有立刻死
，His soul did not die immediately.
那么神的话是不是正确的呢？
So is God's word accurate?
神说你吃的日子你必定要死。
God said the day you eat you shall surely die.
感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
神的话没有一句不应验。
God's word, not one word will not be fulfilled.
神对亚当说你吃的日子你必定死。
God told Adam, with the day you eat you would surely die.
是的，亚当那一天死了。
Yes, when Adam ate that day he died.
什么死了？
What kind of death?
他的灵死了。
His spirit died.
虽然他的身体和他的魂还是活着的。
Even though his body and his soul were still alive.
但是他的灵死了。
But his spirit died.
什么叫做灵死了呢？
What do we mean by a spirit died?
灵死并不是说灵没有了。
When a spirit dies, it doesn't say a spirit disappears.
灵是一个 organ, 并不是说这个 organ 没有了。
A spirit is an organ. It doesn't say this organ disappears.
临死的意思就是说，这一个灵本来是与神交通的，但是现在这个交通断绝了。
It means that this spirit originally had communications with God, but suddenly this communication was broken off.
所以按照科学的定律
，So by scientific laws,
什么叫做死
？What is death？
Scientifically, death is the cessation of communication with its proper environment. 死乃是你与你正当的环境断绝了来往。
Death is the cessation of communications with its proper environment.
我们这个身体死了。
our bodies die?
什么时候我们身体死了？
When do our bodies die?
当我们的身体与我们思维物质的环境失去交通了。
Our body dies when our body ceases to have communications.
我眼睛还有
around us.
我还有眼睛。
Yes, I still have an eye.
但是我看不见。
But I cannot see.
我还有耳朵。
I still have an ear.
但是我听不见。
I cannot hear.
我还有鼻子。
I still have a nose.
但是我闻不着。
But I cannot smell.
我还有手。
I have still have hands.
但是我摸不出来了。
I cannot touch.
你就看见说我与这个那个正当的环境失去了来往了。
You see, I have lost proper communications with nature.
这个就是我这个身体死掉了。
This means my body has died.
什么时候我的心死了呢？
When does my heart die?
哎呀，有的人他是在碰到一些的事情。
Some person when he or she faces certain things.
到了有一天他灰心到极顶了。
And one day his thought is scary.
他说我这个心死了。
That my heart just died.
他做人也没有兴趣了。
There's a living is not worthwhile.
虽然有很好的音乐，他也听不进去了。
Even though there's good music, he could not listen.
虽然有许多好的环境，但是他不能享受了。
Even though there are good circumstances, he could not enjoy them.
他的感觉、他的思想、他的意志，好像完全是死掉了。
His feeling, his thoughts, what he wanted to think, as if all dead.
他变成个行尸走肉了。变成一个 walking corpse.
Or he became a walking corpse.
因为什么呢？因为他这个心死了。
Because his heart had died.
什么叫做灵死？
What do you mean by a spirit died?
就是他与神失去了交通。
A spirit dies when it loses communications with God.
并不是说没有灵。
Not that.There is no more spirit.
他与神断绝交通。
The spirit has ceased communication.
但是他与邪灵还能有交通啊。
But he still has communications with the false god.
Evil spirit.
With the evil spirit.
所以我们看见一个不信主的人，他能叫鬼啊，但是不能叫神啊。
So we see a non-Christian. He cannot have the communication with the true God, but he can with the holy evil spirit.
是不是呢？
Is that right?
与神是断绝交通了。
He has ceased communication with God.
因为他的灵死了。
Because his spirit has died.
所以以弗所第二章怎么说呢？
Ephesians chapter 2 says.
以弗所第二章说，我们死在罪恶过犯之中。
We have died in our sins.
我们已经死在罪恶过犯之中了。
We have already died in our sins.
其实，外面来看看还是很活。
Even though from the outward appearance, we are still alive.
我们还在犯罪。
Yet we are still sinning.
但是神说我们死在罪恶过犯之中了。
But the Bible says we have died in our sins and iniquity.
因为我们与这位生命的主已经断绝了。
Because we have ceased communication with this God of the law of life.
有一天有一个人跑到主耶稣那里来。
One day, someone ran to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说：“主耶稣啊，你无论到哪里去，我要跟你去。”
He said, Lord.Wherever you go, I want to follow you.
但是有一件事。
But one thing.
让我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Let me go back home and bury my father.
其实那个时候父亲还没有死嘞。
Really, during then, his father hadn't died yet.
不过他在那里说，终有一天父亲要死咯。
But he was thinking, one of these days my father will pass away.
所以让我先把父亲埋葬完了。
Let me first go and bury my father.
那我这个人事都定了。
And complete what I should do as a.
然后我来跟从你。
And then I will come and follow you.
很有道理啊。
There's makes much sense.
但是主耶稣怎么说？
But what did Christ answer him?
让死人去埋葬死人，你来跟从我。
Let the dead bury their dead. Come and follow me.
那说死人怎么能埋葬死人呢？
How can the dead man bury a dead man?
啊，你知道主的意思是说。
Christ really meant
让那边灵死的人去埋葬身体死的人。
Let those who are spiritually dead bury those who are physically dead.
但是你要来跟从我。
But you come and follow me.
所以各位，你要看见一件事。
So brother and sister, we see one point here.
我们世界上所有的人都是死在罪过犯中的人。
All of us on earth have died in our sins and iniquities.
我们与这位神断绝了交通了。
We have ceased communication with
God. 哎呀，你看看世界上的人。
When you see the men in this world,
身体很好。
Strong bodies.
脑筋也很好
clear mind.
你与他谈天谈地他都谈得通
When you talk about the sky, about the earth, very clear.
但是谈到神一窍不通
When you talk about spiritual things about God,
天文地理无所不知
The heaven and the earth and geography, everything he knows.
但是谈到神不懂
When you talk about God, he knows nothing.
为什么
Why?
死了
Dead.
他的灵死了
His spirit is dead.
一个死了的人
A dead person.
他在那里要改改改
If he wants to change himself and change himself.
这个是好像一个 mortician 啊，在那里替死人装扮一样
It's like a mortician putting cosmetic to a dead corpse.
哎呀，美是很美，但是死的
The cosmetic makes him look beautiful.
所以圣经说这是死刑
The Bible says,This is a penalty of death.
This is dead works.
Dead works.
这是死的行为。
This is works of death.
亲爱的朋友们，改是改不了的。
Brother and sister, if you want to change or improve, this is not possible.
千万不要在那里专门想改改改。
Don't think and think about changing yourself.
你死了需要复活。
After you die, you would rise again.
这个是你需要的。
This is what you need.
你需要重生。
You need to be born again.
你需要换，不是需要改。
You need to be exchanged, not to change.
你需要得出一个新的生命。
You need to have a new life.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的才是灵。
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
哎呀，所以今天我们看见一件事。
Today we see an important thing.
世界上所有的人都需要重生。
All the person in the world needs to be born again.
无论你的道德多高
Even though how high is your
无论你的修养多深
How well educated you are
无论你把你自己改得多美丽
How much you have changed yourself more beautifully
你还需要重生
You need to be born again
你需要主耶稣赦免你一切的罪
You need Christ to come and forgive all your sins
他在十字架上流出他的宝血
At the cross, Christ shed his blood for us.
洗净你所有的罪。
To cleanse us all our sins.
他在十字架上舍去他的生命。
On the cross, he lost his life for us.
他把他天上的生命释放出来。
He used the cross to glorify his body out to us.
所以每一个相信主耶稣的人。
So those who believe on Jesus Christ.
就不至迷惘。
Would not perish,
反得永生
but have eternal life.
亲爱的朋友们
Beloved brothers and sisters,
如果你相信主耶稣的话
If you believe on Christ,
圣灵就来重生你
The Spirit of God will come in and reborn you.
把你这个死去的灵把它复活过来
From your dead soul, your soul will come alive.
把你这个死在罪恶过犯中的灵洁净了
It will make your spirit who was died in sin and iniquity It will cleanse your spirit
把你天良里头一切的亏欠都洗干净
It will clear your conscience, your guilt
叫你这个灵苏醒过来
And make your spirit wake up
然后神的圣灵就住到你的灵里面了
So that God's spirit can come and dwell in you
与你一同证明说你是神的儿女
And come and say with you, yes, we are the sons of God
你在哪里呼喊阿爸父
So we can say, Abba, Father
你与神就接触
We have contact in one with God
灵复活了
The resurrection of the spirit
这个叫做得救
This is called being saved
啊亲爱的朋友们
beloved brethren
这是何等荣耀的事
this is a glorified thing
我没有信徒的时候
before I became a Christian
我也读圣经
yes I read the Bible
我也祷告
I prayed
我也做礼拜
yes I go to church
我也热心
I was active in the church
我也惭愧地说
but I very shamefully say
就在没有信徒的时候我就已经讲到了
Even before I was saved, I even preached.
我也领祷告聚会了。
I led prayer meetings.
我在那里装作。
I pretended and pretended and pretended.
这个不是变化。
This is not change.
到有一天。
But one day,
当主的救恩临到我的时候。
When God's salvation came into me,
本来我相信有神。
I used to believe in God.
但是这一位神在 billions of miles away.
But this God was billions of miles away.
我摸不着他。
I could not touch him.
我相信主耶稣。
I believe in Christ.
他是一个历史的人物。
He was an historical figure.
我在2000年前。
He lived 2,000 years ago.
我摸不着他。
I could not touch him.
但是亲爱的朋友们。
But beloved brothers,
当那一天我悔改相信主耶稣的时候。
During that day when I repented myself and trusted myself in Christ.
一年就起了一个变化。
I became transformed.
在那一天。
That day on.
我与神接触了。
I became contact.
神在我里面。
God came into me.
我在他的里面。
I was in him.
他是活的。
He is alive.
我天天与他交通。
Every day I talk to him.
哦，亲爱的朋友们。
Beloved brothers and sisters.
当灵活过来的时候。
When the spirit is alive.
你就认识了这一位神。
We will know this living God.
这是何等快乐的事情。
This is such a joyful thing.
我告诉你，那一天我出去。
I tell you, that day I went out.
整个的世界都变了。
The world was changed.
好像鸟唱歌也唱得好听一点。
As if the song singing of the bird were more beautiful.
好像草也比较绿一点。
As if the grass looked greener.
我好像腾云驾雾一样。As if I'm walking on the clouds.
As if I was walking on the clouds.
但是并不是鸟唱得更好。
But the birds really didn't sing more beautifully.
并不是草更绿。
The grass really wasn't greener.
我还是走在这个奔游的路上。
I was still walking on pavement.
但是里面不同。
But inside I was different.
我知道神在我里面。
I knew God was in me.
我知道我与神之间。
I knew I and God.
没有间隔。
There was no obstacle.
因为主耶稣的宝血已经洗净了我一切的罪。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ had cleansed me from all my
sins. 我可以坦然无惧地去见他。
I can go to see him without fear.
摸他的施恩的宝座。
Touch his throne of grace.
蒙怜悯。
Obtain his mercy.
得恩惠。
Obtain grace.
做随时的帮助。
And in time of need.
这是1935年的时候。
This was in 1935.
到今天。
Until today,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
越过越真。
The more, the better.
越过越美。
The more this, the sweeter.
巴不得今天在座如果还有什么人。
Among us today, if there are anyone,
你还在那里想搞。
If you are trying to change yourself,
但是你没有看见你需要的是换。
You have not seen that what you need is to exchange.
你需要换一个生命。
You need to exchange a new life.
让主耶稣进到你的里面。
Let Christ Jesus come into your life.
这样。
Thus.
我们才能谈到变化。
We can start to talk about transformation.
你知道我还没有讲变化嘞。
You recognize I haven't started to sing, talk about transformation.
因为变化是在重生之后的事情。
Because transformation comes after conversion.
如果你还没有重生，你怎么能变化呢？
If you are not saved, how can you be transformed?
你只能装作你不能变化。
You can only pretend you cannot transform.
你必须要重生才能开始去变化。
You must be born again first, then you can start to be transformed.
所以主愿意的话。
If the Lord wills.
如果他明天还没有来，我明天讲变化。
If tomorrow he has not come yet, I will talk about transformation.